so you'd have your chimney, say 30 inches, and your opening 30 inches, and then you'd have at least 12 inches of your brick showing, and your mantle over that.
Yeah, a couple of other questions I want to ask you. When the black stuff that the smoke left.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and the smoke. It would smoke that front of that fireplace. We'd have to go back and take some more lime and mix it up with water, you know, and paint it again, make it pretty and white.
When the fire burned down, it would leave nothing but, what did they call it?
Nothing but a bed of coals down in the ashes. And in the winter.
What color were those ashes using?
Well, it depended on the kind of wood you used. Uh-huh. And the oak and hickory, all the hardwood family, the ashes would be gray. Mm-hmm. Now, your charcoal that would develop from this fat pine would be black. Mm-hmm. But it was the lightwood that would smoke up your the profile of your fireplace so bad that we'd have to polish them up every week. The women couldn't stand them when they got smoked up. They'd have to be redone every week, keep it pretty and white.
Let me ask you another question. The thing that was usually right above the fireplace there that you might put a vase on or something.
That's right. They'd keep pictures and the vase on either side. Or
what they call it?
We'd have candle holders on each side, or maybe a kerosene lamp sat on the mantel. That was your light at night.
Did they call anything beside, you ever hear people call anything beside a mantel?
No, what?
Did anyone ever call it anything besides a mantel?
No, I don't think so. It was nothing, but.
Mm-hmm. This mantel, anybody ever call it a fireboard?
No, the fireboard would be the apron that would come under the mantle. Mm-hmm. Working down to your brickwork.
Oh, I see.
We would call that the fireboard, but this that came straight out was the mantle, where they'd have portraits over it, maybe a family group.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the kinds of furniture that you'd have in, you mentioned the parlor, and say the parlor. What kinds of,
well,
you mentioned the settee, what else?
They would have, in some of the homes that I visited, they would have that fancy scroll stuff that were built up like the sides of a chair would be round spindles. They would be turned, you know, on a lathe into spindles. They were some very dainty, expensive stuff. And the majority of that stuff, though, in the beginning came from France.
Oh.
It was brought over from France, just like this old house in Oran, the old Sila home in Oran. Every bit of that old honeycomb and cornice and the stair, that fancy woodwork that went in that house, it was shipped over here from France, and the carpenters to install it came from France.
What kind of chairs did you mention chairs? What kind of chairs might you have?
Well, we had just a regular straight chair that is used but very little now. But they had the old-time rocking chairs that had the fancy turned spindles for the back and for the arms, for the posts, the back posts of the chairs. And but the most modern now is those old high-back rocker. Mm-hmm. It's built similar to this here, but it's got a high back to it with flat arms, and they're built almost just like that right now. They'll sell for more money than these fancy